Muslim Selector on 95BFM.
Yeah, boy. We have teenage freaks Sophie and Jude in the studio. Morena.
Hello.
How do you feel about the label teenage freaks? Are you okay with that?
Or? I think it's amazing.
Yeah, really suits.
Yeah. Has anyone, do people call you that? Or?
No.
Oh, this is, well, the thing is, we're normally in it.
Just something we came up with now.
Well, we're normally in it, what, 5 o'clock in the morning on a Friday?
I don't think anyone knows it.
Yeah, so. Oh,
people love Teenage Frequencies. Sophie and Judah, relatively new hosts of the show, which is Fridays 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. and it's all about what the kids are up to, the latest with the teenagers. You're in your school uniform, Sophia. Are you on ways to school?
Yeah. Well, Jude is too, but covered with a jacket.
Right. Nice. Yeah. Thank you for coming in before school.
We are very glad.
Let's talk a little bit about how you both got involved with the show and with BFM, because Finn was hosting before you. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved.
We first of all featured as like guests on the show.
Yeah, because we listened in a lot beforehand. I work at a dentist, and so BFM was always blasting in the reception, often to the annoyance of the people in the reception, but that's okay. We saw that, Flynn was looking for people to have on the show, and
We were just like, let's do it. And then he told us that he was looking for more people to host the show once he went back down to like the South Island for uni.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's do it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the format of the show is like you bring up different guests every week, sort of checking out what their tastes are. And
maybe like every 2 weeks, but like people from our school and stuff, people that we know.
Yeah, we try to bring up as many people as we
possible,
can.
As possible, yeah.
Cycle through, which is cool.
It's pretty impressive that you managed to wrangle people, teenagers, to get up and come and do a show at 5 a.m.
It's hard.
Doesn't feel like something natural for a teenager to do.
We've had like a few guests that had to like cancel last minute because they slept in. So it was like, just like driving around Takapuna trying to find the guest, and it's like, they just slept in. It was really annoying.
It's hard mahi that you guys do getting in here every week, and it sounds bloody awesome. I do want to talk a little bit more about what sort of stuff you guys listen to and what we can expect from the show this week. But let's have a song first. Shall we go with your pick, Sophie?
Yeah. So I've chosen Let's Go to Bed by The Cure. Love The Cure, but especially inspired by, in the past week, this guy from Chicago, Adam Jacobs, has just released his massive collection of concert recordings that he's been taping. I think there's over 10,000, and they're releasing in waves over the next, I don't know, I think 2 years or something. But really cool stuff coming out, and I've gone through the archives and kind of just been, oh my God, like really
That's
nerding
awesome.
Out and everything.
Yeah.
But there was an amazing recording from The Cure in 1984, awesome. Performing just, oh my God, all of the hits. It was amazing.
That's so cool. So, such a special thing, like hearing those live versions that haven't really been recorded properly before. And then, that whole, all of our parents' generation going along to gigs. My dad had one of those like caps with the little clip-on mics, and he would secretly record. He's got all these like cassette tapes now of like Madonna concerts in London and stuff.
That's insane. Also, just big love to The Cure.
Exactly.
Like, how could you not love The Cure?
I honestly think we play The Cure, like Cure track every week. It's
awesome.
It's intense.
Well, this is the perfect track then to give people a taste of Teenage Frequency. We're going to listen to Let's Go to Bed, and then we'll get into a bit more of a corridor and talk about your track, Jude.
Cool.
Let me take your hand, I'm shaking like milk. Don't care if you don't, and I don't feel
wait until six. Laughing at the Christmas lights you remember from December. All of this, then back again. Another girl, another name. Stay alive, but stay the same. It's just the same, a stupid.
Hey, Millie, before you said that your favourite day of the week is Friday.
Mm.
How much of that do you think is due to the fact that you kick things off with Teenage Frequencies 5 till 7 a.m. on 95BFM?
I think it's a massive factor. Definitely one of the top three reasons Fridays are my favourite day of the week.
Yeah, hard. It's just like no better way to kick off your day. Mm. We've got Sophie and Jude, Teenage Freaks themselves, in the studio with us.
Oh yeah.
That was your pick, Sophie, The Cure, Let's Go to Bed, an absolute classic.
Mm.
I really enjoy on your guys' show how there's a mix of those classic sort of nostalgic songs that obviously you grew up with, and lots of the more mature audience will appreciate, but there's also a lot of newer stuff. It feels as though you're sort of like straddling those two worlds quite nicely in terms of the stuff you listen to.
And I feel like our tastes kind of mesh together in that way.
Yeah.
It can get a bit eclectic and experimental sometimes, but that's what makes it good. And,
That's BFM, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. What can people expect from the show this week?
Well, we have actually a pretty good theme. We're like, every week when we don't have guests on, we're like trying to find like different themes to do.
Cool.
And the theme for this week is like road trip songs.
Oh my God, awesome.
So we're just trying to find, because we both have like playlists full of like road trip songs. And we were like, why don't we like squish it down to like a few songs that we both play from like our different experiences with that. So.
Yeah, because that's kind of what I've been up to the past 2 weeks, just driving around the South Island.
Yeah.
A lot of time to think about.
And also, I'm going on a big road trip for Anzac weekend, so perfect. I'll be listening timing. To the B-cast.
Yeah.
For sure. What a great idea for a show.
Do
you have, like, a top road trip track each year?
Oh my God.
Is it a secret?
Is it to
listen to the show and find out?
I think you've got to listen to
5
a.m. on Friday.
If you're stuck for options, we used to absolutely thrash Carole King's Tapestries.
Oh, my God. The whole album, eh?
Yeah, the sisterhood would get together and we would sing from cover to cover.
Oh, that is perfect. Yeah.
I'm just glad no one else was in the car. Great theme. So you always come up with a theme for like the weeks you're off with guests.
Yeah, we try to.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, even on like, we had a guest on once on Friday the 13th and we were like, why don't we do like like a scary theme or something?
You gotta do it.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Yeah. And it was perfect. We both turned 17 in the same like week, so we did songs sort of 17. Themed like that.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
Yeah.
so cool. Love Teenage Frequencies. Everyone, you can listen in on 95BFM 5 till 7 a.m. on Fridays if you're up early, or anytime you like online via the Bcast. It's such a brilliant show, and we love listening to it and kicking our Fridays off with it. We've got one more track to listen to. You've chosen this one for us, Jude. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's Ribro by Helvetia, and I think we were both talking about how much Helvetia has been like a massive part of our lives recently, because of just like I discovered it and I shared it with Sophie, and then Sophie is now addicted to it too.
Oh,
and
it's intense.
Like, I don't think there's a single album from Helvetia that I haven't liked, like properly loved. And so, I just love them so much. I feel like they suit any like kind of vibe.
They do. They really do. And I also feel Helvetia's particularly good for going into the winter months.
Yeah, a bit of Helvetia on.
Get your hands in your pockets. Get real down
with a little Bob Dylan walk.
Oh, awesome. Okay, we're going to play this one out. And, of course, we'll all be tuning in on Friday for Teenage Frequencies.
Yay.
Thank you so much for coming up, guys.
Thank you for having us on.
Hope you have an awesome day. And we'll see you on Rāmere on Friday.
Yay.
Cool.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95BFM.